There's not going to be another election for a governor in Maryland until the year 2022. As that race slowly approaches, new research is showing that gubernatorial campaigns in our state are being increasingly paid for by corporate interests and out-of-state donors. That's according to a report recently released by advocacy group Maryland PIRG. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden has more.
In the past three Maryland gubernatorial elections, no matter the party, primary election candidates spent more than $4 million on average, and general election candidates spent an additional $4.5 million. Emily Scar is the director of Maryland PIRG. She says more than 80% of that money came from PACs, special interest groups, and wealthy donors.
Large contributions are playing just an outsized role in our elections and overshadowing small donations that, you know, generally skews who runs for office, what they talk about, and ultimately who wins.
Right now, candidates hoping to run for Maryland governor in 2022 can choose to take advantage of Maryland's Fair Campaign Finance Fund. The state fund matches every individual donor contribution up to $250, but the candidate can still receive thousands in contributions from PACs, special interest groups. Todd Eberle, a political science professor at St. Mary's College of Maryland, says Governor Larry Hogan took advantage of the fund in 2014, and obviously,
it worked out for him. He was incredibly outspent in 2014 and still wound up winning. But then, of course, once he became governor, was able to tap into this larger network and didn't use it when he ran for re-election.
That speaks to the advantage the incumbent has in most elections, Eberle says.
Once you're in office, you have access to a network that enables you to solicit large money donations from organizations as well as from individuals outside of your state. That gives you a natural advantage over someone who would try to raise the funds from scratch to run against you.
Scar, one of the authors of the report, says that's exactly why the gubernatorial race needs fresh campaign finance reform. What Marylanders have now, that Fair Campaign Finance Fund, was established in the 1970s, and it's not working anymore, she says.
The cost to run for office has gotten so high that if a candidate wants to run a competitive race, it's in their best interest to raise as much money as quickly as possible from whoever possible. And in order to actually enable candidates to rely on small donors from Maryland residents, we have to shift our campaign finance system and change the rules that they're playing by.
Maryland PIRG wants to adjust the current system so that candidates who sign on would receive matching funds from Marylanders up to $3 million, and no money could come from special interests or corporations. Eberle says those changes would make it clear that the money is coming from individuals and that no lobbying group is influencing a particular candidate. But it's voluntary, and those limitations are burdensome, he adds.
It makes it cleaner. It doesn't necessarily make it more attractive.
Nationally, gubernatorial races have become very competitive and extremely expensive, he says, pointing to Wisconsin and Kentucky. In some states, the power a governor has makes the race a prime target for outside groups.
You know, if that governor's going to have some sort of control over the redistricting process, it becomes crucial that one party or the other wins that governor's race. And that's why a lot of the money comes from outside of the state, because you're looking at the national implications of the outcome of the race.
And by national implications, we're talking about the makeup of the House of Representatives, which is affected by the redistricting process. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.